it's Thursday, February the 18th, and we're almost at the end of the Ascent Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 132, and this is a psalm, it's a much longer psalm than most of the Ascent Psalms, and it has 18 verses. And there's just one theme. This is a psalm that is entirely about David, and David as king. And that passage in 2 Samuel 7 is the background to this psalm, where David, where God makes a covenant with David. God makes a covenant with Adam, with Noah, with Abraham, with Moses, but he also makes a covenant with David. And the sign and seal of that covenant was the throne. And this is a psalm where maybe it's David, although it's not attributed to David, but maybe it's one of David's followers in another era, looking back to the promise that a king of David's line would occupy the throne forever. And of course, that didn't happen, and in another sense, it did, because at the heart of that Davidic covenant was not simply a promise of an earthly king, but the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, great David's greater son. So the psalm begins with a word, remember, a verb, remember. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. And so it goes on. You remember the story that David wanted to build a house for God. And Nathan, it was Nathan, his advisor, correct? Yes. Having second thoughts there for a minute. Nathan, his advisor, was in favor, and then he kind of changed his mind about it. And as you know, David's wish was not granted him. David would not build the house for God. His son Solomon would do that. But in the original narrative, there's a little play on the word house. Because we also, in a sense, use the term not only to mean the dwelling, the bricks and mortar that we live in, but what house do you come from, meaning lineage. David wanted to build a house for God, but God wanted to build a house, namely a lineage, for David. And you have to go back to 2 Samuel 7 to follow that very interesting plot line, a play on the word house. And so maybe this psalm is written in a time of spiritual decline, when it looked as though the promises of God were in abeyance, and now he's calling upon the Lord to remember that covenant that you made with David, that someone would occupy that throne forever. Verses 17 and 18. There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine. And ultimately, I think this psalm doesn't find its fulfillment until Jesus comes. There's a wonderful little play on the word saints in verse 9. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Who are the saints? And in the Hebrew, the word saints is the adjective of that very well-known word, chesed, loving kindness. Saints are those upon whom God has shown loving kindness. They are the loving kindness shown people. We just call them saints. Those who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Well, have a wonderful day.